I want to be a firefighter,
a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Adam Allington. Democrats on the presidential campaign trail are pitching their college affordability plans to voters, and they're largely united on their calls for debt-free higher education. The plans being discussed mirror President Obama's call for free community college earlier this year. Free tuition would be welcome news to any student or parent, but it's also worth considering whether those plans would direct scarce federal resources to students who need them most. Students like Cassandra Payne. Payne came by her interest in dentistry the hard way. When she was still a toddler, she took a spill out of a high chair and smashed a front tooth forward.
By the time I was 14, entering high school, I was fortunate to get braces, and I seen what it can do for me, or what it did for me, and I liked it a lot, and I thought being an orthodontist is cool because you can help fix somebody's smile, and a smile is a first impression, so I thought that was important.
Payne is a student at Washtenaw Community College studying to become a dental assistant. She's cut costs everywhere she can, but still has to take out loans every semester to pay for tuition and other costs like books and health insurance, which her program requires.
I live at home with my mom. I work at Kroger as a meat clerk, but I only get paid $8.50 an hour, and only working a few days, the check is nothing.
Payne says she expects to graduate with about $20,000 to $30,000 in student loans. But while student loan debt continues to grab headlines, many education experts point out that the funding for higher ed still has to come from somewhere.
It does require resources to educate people. Somebody has to pay for it. And the question is, who's going to pay for it? How is that responsibility going to be divided?
Sandy Baum is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute. She helped advise the Clinton campaign on its college plan. She says the politics of supporting low-income students aren't always an easy sell, which is why middle-class voters need to have some skin in the game as well.
We certainly want them to direct the largest subsidies to people who need them most, not to people who could afford to pay anyway and are going to college anyway. That said, there are middle-income people who are struggling with paying for college, and you can't leave them out of proposals.
Baum says some kind of sliding policy where families pay only what they can reasonably afford would be the best option, and the cost of tuition likely isn't the biggest obstacle keeping low-income students from college.
While low-income students attend community college in greater numbers than wealthier students, fewer low-income students are completing a credential.
Jennifer Cleary is a senior researcher at the Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers. She says the percentage of students from low-income households who complete community college is about 15 to 17%, and roughly half that for those who go on to get a BA.
If these free college plans really are going to be a benefit to low-income students in particular and help people to move up the income ladder and begin to address inequality, those things at a very minimum need to be addressed.
In addition to financial support, Cleary says low-income students also need extra help with everything from academics and counseling to help navigating the maze of financial aid forms. But Cassandra Payne, the dental assistant student, says removing the burden of all those tuition bills would be a weight off her mind.
I think it would mean I'll be able to actually live instead of trying just to survive.
Payne hopes to eventually transfer into the dental program at the University of Michigan to complete a BA as a dental hygienist. And as hard as it's been, she's more confident than ever she's doing the right thing.
I mean, especially if you like something a lot and no matter what's going on in your life, you'll still want to do it. That's me. I'm not a quitter, and I like what I'm doing and I want to make it a career, so quitting wasn't an option.
Payne has started a GoFundMe page to raise what money she can to pay for books and other school costs. If she can land a job as a hygienist, which typically pays north of $60,000 per year, she says the struggle will be worth every penny. With State of Opportunity, I'm Adam Allington, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.